2 minutes now.
Fantastic. Welcome to Apartment Theater. Fuck you. All right. Anyway.
Yep. I guess I'll introduce it since Cass did it last week and we kind
of... Welcome to part four of our five-part Prey month. Yeah.
Not going to lie, I got really confused and I thought this was the third one.
No, it's the fourth one. Yeah.
I completely forgot the first one.
My rings.
You forgot Prey? How could you forget Prey? We watched Prey. And then we watched Prey. Then we watched Prey.
Prey.
Then we watched...
Now we're watching Prey.
And we watched Prey, which...
Can also be a kid.
I had the alternate titles for this.
There's more than one?
Yeah, there's Uncaged. But that's the only other one I found.
I feel like this is what Dick Moss does. He has a lot of titles for his movies.
He also likes the same characters in his stories.
I'm here for it. Let's hear it.
Okay, so this movie is called Prey. It's by Dick Moss or Dick Mass. We're not really sure how it's said. If you're out there, Dick, we're sorry that we butchered your name. We have watched two of his movies before. We watched The Lift. We also watched Down or
The Lift.
The same movie, but with Naomi Watts in it for some reason.
Yeah, but made for American audiences.
This movie is called Prey or Prooi, which I guess means prey in Dutch.
Probably. I would assume as much.
I would too. This movie, according to Wikipedia, his 2016 film Prey, Uncaged, became an unexpected box office hit in China in 2019. It is also the first Dutch film to secure a wide theatrical release in China. The film was retitled as Violent, Fierce Lion.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Actually, all right, so this is my thing about being released in China. All right. China has a really strict rules on what they let their citizens watch. Because anime, for example, and you can find it everywhere, they edit out blood and make it white.
I also think you can't have skulls. Is that a thing?
I'm not sure about skulls, but still, it's really strict, and it's still really strict. So to be 2019 and allow... Mm-hmm. This movie had a lot of blood in it, a lot of headless people, a lot of confusion things, a weird romance that I'm not really sure. The guy was pretty shitty.
Both of them were.
Yeah, yeah. I both love Jack, garbage. Though.
Is that the guy in the wheelchair? Was that his
name? Yeah, I love Jack.
It was Jack, yeah.
His all-terrain wheelchair?
Yeah. That was the English guy speaking English being dubbed in English.
So I think
not
that
just that, the worst English accent I have ever heard.
Okay. We're not going
to. We had one.
We are not going to go off of the dub for this because the dub for this movie was fucking atrocious.
Oh, God, it was. It was so bad, you guys.
It felt like we were watching AI-generated text being read.
Yeah, it really did.
I think Siri was talking to us.
Actually watched it.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like Siri was actually doing it. It'd probably be more interesting than what we watched.
The other thing, too, is that I tried to find the other version, the actual Dutch. The trailer was in Dutch, but for some reason, I think it's Dutch. I can't. It might have been German. I'm sorry.
I didn't watch it at all in whatever language it's
I watched the dub. That's what I ended up watching because I couldn't find
it. Yeah.
I watched whatever was on Tubi.
But I have a feeling that this movie had... gone the Jalo route of they just dub over every single person.
They dubbed over every single person
because that's how the Lift was, I believe, too. And
yeah, I think so.
Yeah,
but Down wasn't like that because Down was an actual theatrical movie.
Yeah, yeah,
just going down.
Because
I mean, Jalo movies are actual theatrical movies too. I think. A more mainstream approach of directing film is how that movie was, and this one was very low budget, not like Birdemic or anything like that. Not that low budget, but the lion looks god awful in this.
Oh,
movie.
Okay, he's so bad.
This is
he's
my
bad,
problem
bad, bad.
With the lion. They had real lions in the movie.
No.
Oh yeah.
That is my problem. Why did you get a CGI lion?
So that was another thing. That was another thing that I noticed too. That was something I found was that you couldn't film lions in public like that. Like you're not allowed to do that in the country.
That makes sense.
Something like that. I'd have to find it again.
Like housed. But...
For
somehow.
The record, the movie is in Dutch.
Okay. That's originally what I figured.
Yeah.
I just looked it up. Yeah. Oh, we should have waited a week for this. This movie came out October 10th.
Well, damn 2 weeks. But that's okay.
Whatever. I don't know. I can't count.
It's okay.
What can you do?
Not speak English, but speak other languages better.
Yes.
Yeah. Perfect.
I speak it more good.
I speak it more good, you know. Or what was I trying to say earlier? Appalachian?
Appalacha.
Appalacha?
Say what?
Appalachian? Am I saying it right? I don't even know.
There's Appalacha and Appalachia, and there's arguments on which pronunciation is correct.
Appalachian?
Huh. Yeah.
Well, anyways...
Appalachian, check out these mountains, baby. Anyway, what's this movie about, Danny?
This movie is about a lion that came from somewhere, killed
we don't know
people,
where.
Really bad romance with a really shitty guy that she's in love with, and kill some more people. And movies. That's the movie.
Did
great.
You guys
anyway.
Notice that in both The Lift and Prey, our main characters are a reporter and an attractive blonde woman.
Is there anything else you need in a movie?
Yeah, is there anything else you need?
You know, I just appreciate that Dick Moss also wrote and directed both of these movies, and I'm like, so you only know how to write two main characters?
I think Dick Moss is becoming our favorite director on this show. I do have to say,
his like D-rated movies.
Didn't he like go into porn?
No,
pretty sure he wanted to.
No,
that would be hilarious because of his name.
There are a lot of other people who we've watched that have gone into porn though.
We'll never do a porn month.
No, sorry,
that's
we do that on our own.
Mm-hmm. Wait.
But I don't know. Okay.
Feet pics, $500.
Yeah, you could. I have
no one is
going to
pay for any of our feet for $500.
You'd be surprised, but
I would be. Accepted. You're right.
So this
we don't have that
really
Patreon tier.
I absolutely love that stupid kid in the beginning, like flips up his knife, like I'm not afraid of your dad.
Oh, I know.
Like,
why is every male entity in any Moss film just fucking garbage? Every single one.
They're all bad. Yeah.
They're all like cheating on their significant others. They're like the troublesome type. God, they're just so.
I want to say boring. That it has to be at this point like a self insert.
Oh yeah,
maybe
yeah,
Dick
yeah.
thinks himself as that character.
Yeah,
maybe a lot of writers do that. Yeah,
mm-hmm. Could be learning a lot of things about you, Moss.
But yeah, so we don't know where the lion came from. This movie kind of felt like Shark Lake a little bit.
Yeah, did hint
but,
at
but,
it though.
But I would say that this movie was a lot more enjoyable than Shark Lake because Shark Lake was
agreed
very boring. This was too, well, yeah. But when the lion shows up, then it's entertaining.
Yeah.
So I think this movie would have been very successful as a horror comedy.
It is a horror comedy.
Holy shit. When Jack is chasing the lion
in his fucking tank chair.
Yeah.
And somehow he's going, and he doesn't have his hand on a little joystick to like make his electric chair go.
He's hauling ass too.
Little tiny gun.
Why does a wheelchair have that much fucking power to it?
It's a super wheelchair.
So
it's a super wheelchair. I've seen one of those wheelchairs in real life, actually. Somebody has one that they take to Ren Faire, and they dress it up like a pirate ship, and it's really cool. It's really fucking cool.
So that is a real wheelchair.
It is a real wheelchair, yeah. It's an all-terrain like wheelchair, yeah.
My other favorite thing of Jack, when Jack just, whenever he held the gun, he's like...
Yeah.
With his eyeballs.
Can we also say, too, that everybody in this movie is a terrible shot?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
We have the big game hunter who missed the line right in front of him. Mm-hmm. We have, which the big game hunter deserved getting killed because that dude was a huge piece of shit. We had his son who looked like he was as old as him, honestly. He falls into...
voice acting on that is my favorite.
Oh, it was... Dad! Come on!
Yeah, I was like, I'll leave you!
I was like, the voice actors for this movie did not see the movie. All they got was the script, and it just said, son. And so he just assumed it was a kid.
Oh, yeah. No, because the voices for the dub, which, surprise, the dub doesn't match what the lips are doing. They didn't even remotely try to do anything with that.
They really didn't.
I'm pretty sure he said daddy at one point. Daddy!
Come to your daddy.
Yeah,
come to daddy, your daddy. Daddy, let me come.
Yeah. Daddy, I want to help.
So that kid is my favorite death, though.
The logic mm-hmm. for the lion, too, just goes out the fucking window.
Oh, yeah.
Whenever it's convenient. So let's see. There is the, how did the people on the train not notice that there was a lion on the train until the kid was like, kitty! And then there it is, this fucking lion just hanging out.
People are like, whoa! 180-pound lion.
How do you miss this thing? Oh my god. Oh my god.
I forget what country we were in.
Amsterdam.
Is it Amsterdam?
Okay. It's Amsterdam, yeah.
So I don't know like how their bus system works. But I know how our bus system works. You would definitely notice a lion hopping on the bus.
Yeah, you would notice.
It's almost 500 pounds. How would you not feel that thing getting on? It's not like it could just sneak onto there. Like, no, it's right there.
If you didn't feel it get onto the... Because they have almost more of like a subway type situation, it looks like. It's like a monorail type deal. If you didn't feel it get on, you would have definitely smelled it.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It would have been like, the fuck smells like death.
Smells like an anime convention in here.
Yeah. Yeah. You'd notice and you'd be like, you'd be like looking around trying to make sure it's not you. Like,
I'm really concerned about yourself. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, my smells other like thing Danny. Is, I still do this to me. I just got over being self-conscious about that. it's been a month later.
Well, Danny, maybe you shouldn't stink so bad.
I don't.
Terrible.
Anyways.
Danny, you don't stink. I've been around you. You don't stink.
You weren't around when she did stink, though. It was pretty bad.
I didn't. Okay. I swear, if John tells me that, I will never, never see any of you in person again.
Turns out that Cassis has nose blindness when it comes to you.
No.
When she got COVID, she lost her sense of smell. You know, I haven't seen her since, but
I still have my sense of smell, unfortunately.
Yeah, she's been ripping ass and smelling it.
So, that ain't great.
I love the add-in of the two high people in the subway. They're like, oh god, what is that, a dead animal? And they zoom by it and it's just a hand. How do you not notice that's a hand?
I don't know. I said that out loud while me and June were watching it. I was like, how do you not notice that's a hand? Like, it's just an entire forearm with a hand with a ring on it. Like,
Oh, and then on the train too, the lion attacking the people and the person with the umbrella.
The umbrella.
I love him. I was like, good show, man.
And just
it's dies. A valiant effort.
I think that I think they forgot how strong lions are because they're extremely strong.
They are. That paw can take your face off.
Yeah, yeah. We're like in the hospital towards the end where when it's clawing at the door.
Mm-hmm.
Well, actually, multiple things were happening in that hospital that didn't make any fucking sense.
Nope.
But when it was clawing at the door, I'm like, lion claws would go straight through a door. Especially those cheap, shitty fucking doors that I imagine that it would have, because it's like, it's not built to take a lion fucking clawing at it. But that thing would have just clawed straight through.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was funny how she was barricading the door, but it was like she pulled the door open to get in to there.
Mm-hmm.
And then she was barricading the door trying to, but like it kept hitting the handle. And I'm like, if that would have happened, if it one little hit, it would have just opened.
Yeah, it would have just opened.
It wasn't like I'd understand the lion having more of a harder time if they found like chains or something and chained it. They literally tied it with fabric. Like, fabric's gonna keep out a 480-pound fucking lion.
She also, at one point, runs away and takes this couch thing and flips it over her. And the lion is like trying to attack her under. I'm like, that lion would have just flipped that thing up immediately and just eaten you.
Mm-hmm.
I also just appreciate any movie that kills kids.
We get some pretty brutal kid deaths in this.
Did you guys also expect for the lion to go from like the bottom of the slide to the top of the slide when she was going up?
Yeah.
I thought it was going to get her really funny.
But the thing is, that's too smart, and that's what an animal would do. That's why it didn't happen. That's exactly what an animal would do.
One of the scenes I laughed at was when he bought the curry from the guy that tried to stab him. And he's like, oh, you got lamb curry in there? Like, let me get a couple of them. Okay.
Yeah.
Let me get the wine, too. And then he goes to deliver it, and he's like, here you go. I ordered 8. Where's the wine? You ordered 6. Just drives off.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And then he immediately gets a call from his boss like,
what the fuck did you just do?
We have the white guy, fucking Italian sounding guy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What are you doing? Come on, no one sounds like this.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so he gets chased by the lion and he eventually gets chased off and flies off into the canal or whatever it is there, but
something like that.
He gets up though, and he's looking straight forward, looks left, looks right, and then the lion gets him just straight forward,
just appears,
and just perfectly bites off his head. The thing is that irritates me about that part is you're being chased by this massive fucking animal. You fall into the river and stay there.
Like, well, it's pretty great. Well, the other thing too is that it's also really cold. And
I wouldn't care. It's either be cold.
You die of hypothermia or you die from getting attacked by a lion.
It's not gonna, it's fine. There was a boat there.
Just gonna get a little hypothermia. Just a little.
A little, it's fine.
But no, instead this huge animal.
He
should have
climbed into the boat.
Lions can swim, so
it's fine. It's fine. We didn't get to that part.
Just wait until the lion jumps in, and then you get out.
You gotta think about it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the lion will probably swim faster than you, but
also, guaranteed. The issue is how quickly that body sank from getting his head cut off. Like that doesn't happen like that.
The lungs filled up with water and just sank it.
Is that how it works?
I don't know, but it sounds right.
Sounds about right.
That's how I logicked it, which there's nothing logical about this movie. Like, if you're going to watch this movie, every fact that you know about lions, just throw it away. Just get rid of it. You don't know those things anymore.
There's also no musical numbers.
So this is my other problem is that one of our main like chick that is really into this really shitty guy. She even like specifies, "You're really shitty, but I love you. You cheated on me. I love you. Mm-hmm. Oh, you made a porn video last night. I still love you."
Hey, what lady hasn't been with a real shitty guy?
Here was my theory. Both of you are like, wow. This was my theory. She was very clearly still in love with Jack because, like,
he is wonderful.
That's her ex, right? And she hasn't talked to him in 8 years, but we don't know the story. But, like, they still very clearly, like each other and, like, get along or whatever.
I was like, so she still wants her ex? What the fuck?
This guy? Look, I feel he's better than whatever the fuck that guy. But I love the dick joke where she's just like, not all of them's paralyzed.
Oh, yeah. I wasn't looking at the screen and I started laughing at that. But no. So the two of them broke up, right? And maybe it was his choice. And now she's punishing herself by dating this piece of shit because she doesn't think she's worth actually being treated well. And that's why she's dating the guy, the stupid reporter guy.
The best part is
that's my theory.
Jack, my man Jack here. I love Jack. He's just like, this guy better be treating you right. Like, you can tell he obviously fucking cares about her. While all the other guy talked about was sleeping with her. Nothing else.
The entire
every
time.
Single scene they were in, he just wanted to be over his her house to fuck her. And if that's the case, like,
get rid
fuck
of
off.
Him.
Yeah.
Get
like, what the fuck?
Rid of him.
Oh, another favorite scene of mine where wheelchair guy Jack, is drunk in the restaurant and pulls out his gun and just fires off into the ceiling and the chandelier just crashes down.
And then asks about dessert.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. While they're clearly eating dessert.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. The big game hunter that they have prior to getting Jack over. Yeah, excuse me. I hated him. I hated him with a passion.
He's a huge piece of shit. I was happy to see him die.
Yeah, he's the type of big game hunter that, you know, pays exorbitant amounts of money to go to Africa to hunt big game. Like the owner of Jimmy
Fuck
John's.
Fuck that guy.
Yeah.
When people, there's obviously really fucking shitty people that do this, and then people who are a little better about it. The people that are a little bit better about it, the landowners, I think some of if I remember correctly, like the tribes, you have to pay a lot of money to go hunt the animal. You can kill the animal, take a picture, and then the meat and the fur goes to the people.
Yeah. There's an episode of Adam Ruins Everything that's about it. And so like those big game hunters, that's literally what that stupid like little certificate thing was that he held up was like, yeah, I did this. So like the money and like all the parts from the animal actually goes back into that community, which does help that community out. Anyway, some of them don't suck. The rest of them we call poachers.
Yeah, and they suck and can die.
Should die, and they do die.
This guy that his son likes to call his dad daddy and be like a 30-year-old man, and his dad only like 5 years older than him. Mm-hmm. Favorite death ever.
Yeah,
when he falls onto the horribly placed bear traps, or I guess lion traps, then falls backwards, and then the other one snaps on him,
just on his chest.
glorious. I feel like Dick Moss, after like a couple movies, realized he just wants to make comedy
goofy movies.
Movie was about a killer elevator. We knew
the other like mass death scene of just like all the militia guys
oh my god
shooting the shit out of each other in the middle of the woods.
The thing I have with the militia guys is that they had, at least in the one I watched, they had English accents, and they're talking about being in the German army. And I'm like, I don't know if that's a thing. Like, I don't know if Americans can just hop, skip, and jump over to another country and just be a part of their fucking army. Like, I mean, I don't know how military works. Who am I? But, like, it just didn't seem right. The guy with the eye patch, though, he was pristine. Perfect. Yeah. Perfect man.
Set up all kinds of traps to catch the lion, and they just caught themselves and fucking shot the shit out of themselves.
And for special forces, they were horrible.
Everybody was horrible.
Yeah.
Like I said, everyone's a terrible shot. They couldn't shoot the lion that was in front. Like, okay, basically every scene that happened in the hospital was fucking stupid.
Yeah.
We had the lion being right in front of them, and they still miss with a handgun and a sniper rifle, which using a sniper rifle that, like, short distance was silly anyway.
Yeah. Also, a very low gauge rifle at that.
Yeah, that
too.
Thing is not piercing a lion's skin.
It's like, I don't know, a step up from like a 22 or something.
But yeah, so
it's a mosquito bite.
She missed. They both miss every single time. The lion jumps through the glass at one point in the hospital. Like, there's a huge glass
thing,
portrait, like,
window display thing.
Yeah, and that crashes through it. Of course, it's like perfect comedic timing. It's like it could be anywhere and just jumps up and attacks him.
Mm-hmm.
And he gets his leg. That's the wheelchair guy says that, and Jack. He gets his leg, his other leg ripped off, and they use it as like a trail of blood.
He didn't get it ripped off. She sawed it off. Yeah. Which he should not have been able to talk to the shitty guy that walked in. Like, that man should have been in fucking trauma and or dead because he could have bled out at that point. Mm-hmm. But. You
the
know,
lion punched him in the face, by the way, at one point. Like, I swear, like, he just went right to his face. Also, you hear a Wilhelm scream at one point, too. Like,
Well,
I didn't even notice.
Yeah, there's definitely.
It was when the militia got shot. That's
You hear like the.
Amazing.
Wait, I can't remember. I think the Wilhelm scream is the one that's like the bigger. Yell.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But
that's what I thought.
But yeah, there's the other one that is like a very famous like stock sound effect too that's used. But like if you've heard it before in many, many things.
Yeah.
Especially like if an explosion happens and someone flips, you'll hear it. Ah! When they use a toxic gas. And she's in the room with the lion.
I thought she was going to take a cat.
Blasting the fucking toxic gas at him. And being in the room, too, and sealing off the room with her in it. I'm like,
fucking dumb.
Why are you doing that? I thought I thought they were just going to shoot the thing and blow it up. But then I realized that.
It's too close to Jaws if they do that.
I also want to say, too, before they do that, they're hanging out with Jack. And it's Jack and the woman, whatever the fuck her name is. And he's like,
her name is.
He says the greatest thing I've ever heard, ever. Can I see you naked one last time?
No. Before I die.
Before I die.
That's why Jack
and
was
then,
such.
And then she starts taking her clothes off. Like, she starts to look like she's going to start taking her clothes off. And he's like, I'm just kidding.
You know, she was game for it. I respect it.
If I'm dying, I'm gonna say the same thing too.
He's got the best humor. Or when he's in the park and he's about to go hunt the lion for the first time, and the other guy that's with them, like a detective, I don't really honestly know who anybody was, and he goes to high five him, and he's just like, "We're not there yet."
And he's like, just kidding.
Yeah.
There was another scene too where he's like scouting the area or whatever, and he picks up poop and he smells the poop with his bare hands, and then he kind of goes off.
Takes off. It's like, that way.
Yeah. They're just like, where is he going? He's hungry.
So he knows where it is just by smelling his poop.
He just goes get a hot dog at a hot dog stand.
Also, can we point out that he touched poop and then immediately went and got a hot dog, which you eat with your hands.
I think he was using a napkin.
But okay, so here's the other thing,
though. So.
They said the lion was in this park, but then they keep letting people into the park.
Yeah, there's just people in the park all the time.
Daddy, can you say lion again?
Lion.
You didn't say it like that.
How did I say it?
Jersey. Lion.
Jersey.
There was a fucking lion.
There was a fucking lion over here.
No, that's not it either. You do it accidentally and it's funny.
But
I should just get your mom in here and she'll just start saying shit and because she's all
shit.
Jersey.
Yeah, she's got it. She's got the Jersey accent.
That's gonna be
but so I just they decide that the lion's in this park and still let people in it after they're releasing the people to be careful and not go in there.
By 6 o'clock p.m. you guys better get out of here. Guy who took a shit in the bush. I'm gonna stay here. Well, at least until 6 p.m.
Yep.
There was a guy, like, that's not just me making up something. That actually happened in the movie where there's this dude with dreadlocks taking a shit in the bush because the rich guy's son was peeing in the, like, it's a big bush and he's going into the bush and peeing. And this dude's like, I'm just trying to take a dump in here. And I'm like, why are you taking a dump in the bush?
I just want to know, are there not public bathrooms in parks in Amsterdam?
There definitely should be.
Like, are there not? Somebody needs to tell me.
Literally everywhere is cleaner than America. So.
Yeah. Or are these just like fuckers who were high off their gourd because it's this fucking isn't Amsterdam? France.
You can't just piss wherever you want to.
Yeah. Off the streets of New York, you can't just pop a squat.
That is New York for you.
Yeah, it is. I've seen plenty of people just taking a shit in the middle of the
San
street.
Francisco.
We haven't said it.
Or San Francisco, yeah.
We haven't said it. And we need to say it is when Jack is pulling his weird tail back into the in the morgue and he pulls his weird tail through the wood. It just zooms off of it and hangs there.
Falls. Yeah. When he gets his leg caught. Yeah.
And when Dusty starts getting attacked. And what idea? Cutting off his leg was a smart idea. You think, like, it wants the spell of its game. Okay, so you take one of the towels that he was using to keep the blood in and wipe it on the floor. There is no reason
to cut
off this man's leg.
No. He just wanted to be dramatic. Question. At what point did you guys realize that there were two lions?
When they said, wait, there's a second lion? And I'm like, there's a second lion?
So this is my thing about that.
I figured it out way sooner than that.
Oh, fuck. I wasn't paying. I was just like, of course there's another fucking lion. Why wouldn't there be?
Dick left this to have a sequel pretty much at the end. But this is my thing is, I would be more accepting of this. It wouldn't make sense because we're going to remember what Cass said is if you know anything about lions, just throw it out the window. You know nothing about it.
Uh-huh.
As if it was a female lion. Mm-hmm. Now, there is stories or like male lions like sometimes do travel together, but most of the time if they don't, but
yeah, they do sometimes. They usually go in minivans.
But the women do everything. Like the male's just fucking lazy. So they were doing like, because they definitely hinted at like babies at the end. So would it make more sense if they wanted to do that and then have a female lion? And also, whatever the blonde bitch's name is, I really don't remember. Nor do I care.
I don't think they ever said it.
No, I don't. I don't know. If they did, I don't know. The only one I cared about was Jack. But when that lion was being hit by the train and her van she was in flipped over. She should not have been able to just walk out of that shit.
Oh, no.
I was like, well, she's dead.
She didn't have a fucking seatbelt on.
Also, where did that lion even come from? Because they're kind of like out in the middle of nowhere and there's a van behind them.
Yeah.
All I was thinking was the lion driving the van and got there?
I want to know how it's like torrential, like downpour, and he can hear a lion. Like that guy's got good hearing.
And there's a fucking train coming too.
Two trains, actually. I have never seen two trains that close to each other, like that.
If it's like a metro or a subway system kind of thing, they come pretty close.
Yeah, I know. I was on the first subway ever in my life when I was in Boston.
I think our metro runs every 15 to 20 minutes.
Oh, I
want
to be able to
tell you.
Roughly. Do we have trains here?
I think I've been.
I don't know.
I don't think.
But they do in Philly. They don't.
Oh, I don't live in Philly.
Yeah, not where you're at. But they,
I was on the metro once in St. Louis.
Oh, I used to. I would have to ride it back and forth from the medical school. So
I went because there was.
It's not great. It's not great.
There was a show under the arch. It was for Against Me and Silver Sun Pickups, and it was free, which that was a stacked fucking lineup for free.
Yeah
I was like, I would definitely go to that again, especially for free. But I was like, wow, St. Louis is so nice on this metro, you know, like just going by. And then I look over because I'm looking at the scenery and everything, and I'm not looking at the people. I turn to look at the people that are waiting, and this chick had blood gushing out of her face, and Jesus. This dude behind her, who was huge, this man was massive, and he had blood on his fist, and I'm like, scenery!
I thought you said Siri.
Hey, Siri?
How to stop a nosebleed.
I think if we want, hey Siri, I thought I may have witnessed a crime.
I don't know, sometimes like your head just bleeds a lot, you know, like when my ear decided it's just gush blood for like a week. You remember that?
There was a time for some reason is back in college where my ear just stopped working. Like I couldn't hear as well out of my ear anymore. Like I straight up couldn't hear anything. I also had a cough for a month. Don't know why. And it stopped randomly.
That's weird.
I've had my ears checked too since then. And they're like, your ears are fine. I'm like, what happened? What happened?
You probably had like a weird sinus infection.
Yeah, it was two different things. Like the cough and this wasn't the same thing.
Oh.
I don't know. I have tinnitus. That sucks.
Hey, I told you the trick though, so now you're good.
If you have
tinnitus, cover your ears with the palms of your hands and then tap the back of your neck, and just keep doing that for a bit. Like I think 30
seconds, I think.
Yeah, and then the ringing should stop for a little bit. So
it's amazing.
Yeah.
But I have to go to sleep with some kind of sound on. So
the constant ringing in my ear.
It helps.
I just hallucinate voices. So
that's fine.
It's fine. Everything's fine. It's normal.
We have like a air purifier that goes on the whole time. And that helps me.
Poor but brilliant mistake for my alarm to be Eddie from Stranger Things saying, wake up! I don't like this! Wake up! So at 5 in the morning, I hear that shit go off and it freaks me.
It's funny because you haven't even gotten to that part in Stranger Things.
I'm getting there. Yeah, I know. I love Eddie, though, from everything I've seen about him. It's great.
Anyway.
I think we're done.
I think we're done,
yeah,
too.
I know. Wait, is there anything else we want to say about this movie? Lion kills people. There's two lions, a bad romance, and yeah, fuck it.
It's worth about 3 stars. It's but another
5.2 on IMDb.
Well, IMDb is wrong. No, I feel like if we could have watched this in the like language it was filmed in and with subtitles, it probably would have been a little bit less terrible.
Yeah.
But it did sort of add to the like hilarity of it to see the dubbing, because at no point did I think we get the translation of the veterinarian saying, "Oh, it's probably a man-eating lion." It just like suddenly is there as
That's
information.
What I
was gonna say. And I'm like, "Oh, we definitely missed something in that translation there."
So, I also like the intro of meeting the blonde bitch of her shoving her hand in a crocodile's mouth.
Yeah. Pretty great.
Finding an iPhone.
Mm-hmm.
But this line, I think it was the detective that said it. I really don't know. Where he's just like, "How am I going to explain a man-eating lion?" It's like, it's a fucking lion. What do you mean you have to explain it? You just say the lion's attacking people.
The thing that,
like, what the fuck?
The thing from that where? Threw me off was just how people couldn't find it.
Yeah.
Like, how can you not find this lion?
Dogs aren't useful. Dogs aren't useful to find a lion. They can find fucking bombs, and they're not useful to find a lion. Okay.
I mean, if anything, I think the lion would find the dog.
Either way, you found it.
Either way, you found it. Anyway, this is a movie of watch at your own risk.
This movie has 3 different plots trying to intermingle as one, but there was no elevator.
Hey, yeah, so. It's like, did you like the lift? Did you like down? It's like that, but with a lion instead.
Yeah.
It is. Oh my God. It is pretty much the same fucking movie.
It is. Yeah.
With a lion.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Except the lion didn't play Patty
Cake. It's about
Patty
the same
Cake.
Cast, too.
That you know of. That it didn't.
That we know Patty of, yeah. Like, yeah.
So do we recommend Prey, Proy,
Uncaged?
Uncaged, lion-eating person, and whatever the fuck.
Man-eating lion.
Take it as a comedy, and it'll be great.
That's what she said, baby. Wait.
Hey.
I would be intoxicated of some sort if I were to watch this movie again, personally. Like, it's fine.
Oh, I would never watch this again.
I'm never going to watch it again either.
I just wanted to say, just because we got, like, super distracted like we usually do. In the beginning, the first family that dies, they do say that they are... people that take wild animals and sell them.
No, that wasn't them. They weren't people. The veterinarian brings up the fact that there was someone who was like smuggling red pandas or something like that.
I love red pandas.
I know.
Oh my god. It's turning into a Midwest goodbye.
It is.
At the first 5 minutes of this movie, just walking over grass. God, that was awful. And the slight scene of the father thinking that he's watching his daughter suck her boyfriend's dick. How did we find out?
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway.
So yeah.
This is a watch at your own risk movie.
Yeah.
For me. It's like 3 stars.
I give it 3 because I like Jack. So
I give it 2, but also because I like Jack. But that is the only redeeming factor, because every scene with him in it is fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
So there are some laugh out loud fucking moments with this movie, whether it was intentional or not. But it is supposed to be like a horror comedy, so.
No, it's not listed as one.
It is definitely. this was a bad time to look, but I was just making sure I was recording. Like, I'm recording. Yeah, it's fine, but it's. I think I liked Down more. Yeah. Maybe. I don't know. I liked that he at least went for it a little bit more, where that was my biggest complaints with the other movie. It's like, all right, if you're going to have a stupid-ass concept, at least make it as stupid as you possibly can. And I appreciate that he actually was going for it.
Yeah.
I think I like this one the most because I like Jack. Because there's no other characters in the other movies, even though they were the same movie, but there's none that I can remember that I actually liked, and I'm gonna remember Jack.
His most renowned movie is Amsterdam, and that is a movie that we are gonna watch eventually.
Yeah.
Same with his movie Saint, because it is a Christmas horror movie.
I just want to say I shot his agent a message about doing a
interview.
Yeah, I was like, we watch most of his movies at this point.
Dick, get back to us. We love Dick. That's our first. That's our first shirt. We love Dick. Apartment Theater.
No, our first shirt is "When in Doubt, Satan It Out." Our second shirt will be "We love Dick." Apartment Theater.
If you guys love Dick, make sure to like, comment, and subscribe. If you like Dick, we've got plenty of other Dick to go around.
Yeah,
We have the Elevated Horror Month, where we did elevators, and two of his movies were elevator movies. We have other things as well. I don't recommend watching our first couple episodes; they're terrible. They are very, very poor quality. And I'm not saying because our first stuff was so bad. Like no, like it sounds like shit. It sounds like I'm calling into the show. It sounds really bad.
I am so happy when I hear... Okay, I'm not happy when I hear the first episode. But when I hear our newest episodes compared to it, I'm like, holy shit, we sound so much better. We still do not stay on topic.
No. I mean, fuck it. Who cares, right?
Yes. Whatever.
But, yeah, let's see. Let's go through the usual spiel. I wish that I could just edit, like... I wish we were a little more further along and I wish we had like a legit editor and stuff, just so I can.
I'm not editing.
No. Just so I can just have like an ending edit, so I don't have to keep doing it over and over.
But that's what makes it better.
Okay.
Each experience is unique.
We have a Patreon. It's patreon.com/apartmenttheater. If you want to support the show, we appreciate it. Obviously, it is not mandatory, and we are a very tiny, teeny, tiny show. But, you know, anything is good.
Sorry, I needed a burp.
Okay, we have Twitter, TikTok, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. I think and YouTube. Yes, and the YouTube videos are going to keep going up, so if you prefer seeing us, there's that. We also stream on Twitch. We stream every Friday at 9:30 Eastern, 6:30 Pacific. So
we don't know.
We forget
our own time zones all the time.
I don't, but okay.
I do.
Danny, you forget where you are.
I know, because I'm constantly in fucking different places. I'm sorry, I fly everywhere. But anyways.
Get the fuck out.
Bye.
Bye. Fuck you.
Go fuck yourself.
Yeah.